Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola. Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. So this is this happened, I don't know, early 2000, probably somewhere around there. I'm a audio guy for bands. And I was out with this band that they're well known, and it was my first day. I started as their monitor guy, and it was my first day there, and we were doing a festival for like, I don't know, 20 or 30,000 people, and they were headlining. And on the side of the stage, in about the middle of the set, the lead singer looked at me and pointed to his ears. They were wearing in-ears, and if you wear in-ears, you wear these little wireless packs.
Yeah.
And frequencies sometimes mess with them. So he pointed his ear as something's wrong. And so I soloed him up on the board and I could hear it. So I thought, oh, his pack's messed up. So I run out, I grab another pack and I run out. And while he's singing the song, I stand behind him. I kneel down to change his pack. And he turns around and he grabs my head and he F's my face. And, you know.
Did the crowd cheer, by the way, when he did this?
Oh, they screamed. Everybody screamed and laughed and, you know, and so then I realized nothing was wrong with his pack and I ran off.
He set you up.
Do we know
this band?
You do know this band.
Okay. Do we know the lead singer?
You know the lead singer. And actually, another story is a year later, I was not the monitor guy anymore. I was the front house guy. This was right about the time when you guys first started streaming around. So when we would set up, I would play your show. I would play it through the PA. This day, the lead singer was standing next to me. And Miles, you said you started talking about this band. And you said some stuff that was, you know, it wasn't bad. It wasn't, you know, you call them kind of generic or something like that. And the lead singer was standing next to me and he goes, who is this guy? What's this?
Well, what was the, if you don't mind me asking.
Oh, now I'm dying to know.
Yeah, can you give us a hint?
Just who that band was. Not the singer effing your face, but maybe that guy.
You know what? They're a great band. I guess I could tell you. They're an Atlanta Collective Soul. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, Miles is right. That's right. Not even an insult.
No,
like, they are very generic.
But not bad.
It was
funny because Ed was standing right next to me at the time when you said that, and he goes, "What is this? Who is this guy? What are you playing?" So,
now, are you kind of mortified in that moment? Did he think you're playing this just to piss him off?
No, I laughed at it. I laughed.
Okay.
You know what? He didn't care.
They shouldn't. They have a rabid fan base. The band does incredibly well when they tour. I mean,
he's still a dude standing there getting ready for a show. The radio, you got Miles Montgomery saying you're generic and boring.
But the way Miles said it in the instance, it wasn't bagging on him or not. He was talking about other things, and he goes, and he names bands, and he goes, oh, blah, 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 bands, you know, generic bands, like blah, 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 blah.
Gin Blossoms, Soul, Collective blah, blah. Soul, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that.
Right.
And it was in kind of in that thing, so, but it was just kind of funny that Ed was right there. So
that is fantastic, man.
Look, trust me. People have asked me what I've done for a living before, and I tell them the show, and they go, oh, I know that show. I hate it. My wife hates it. I'm like, well, it's not for everybody. They're like, yeah, man, I tried that like two or three times. You guys are just not funny.
Yeah. I mean,
thank you for trying.
In their defense, they're great guys, and they're a great band, actually.
They're very tight. I just... Band,
they are generic. I wouldn't say like Miles does and hurt someone's feelings, but, you know, he's not wrong.
Yeah. Look, man, there's Seattle bands that are very popular, and I don't like them. I mean, there's Smashing Pumpkins. They're not my cup.
They're from
tea.
Seattle?
No.
But
Jesus.
No.
Well, I would have known that by now.
They're from Chicago. But either way.
I could tell with their rough exterior.
Like, I do not like Green
Day. And I tried. I went out and bought a bunch of their vinyl, and I thought maybe I'll find some Smashing Pumpkins stuff that I liked. And it just turned out, as the more I listen to the album, the more I'm like, melancholy is overrated.
Yeah, I think.
In my mind.
There's
something for everybody out there. Trust me, that's a great thing about music is, you know, I like things that a lot of people don't like at all. And
so
I get
I'm
that.
A Faith No More fan. There's six of us. Five of them are in a band, and then there's me. But the thing is.
And Migs.
And the seven of us, right? So people make fun of me, but ever since I was even a kid, I'm like, you know your opinion does not affect how I feel. Like, I don't care. You don't have to like them. I'm just saying I like them.
Right.
Well, so Collective Soul. You are exceptionally generic, but that said, you got more fans than I do, dude. Don't
look, when the Seattle scene burst out, there were a handful of bands that came out. I didn't mind Stone Temple Pilots. I thought they were a pretty good band, for sure, and I still do. Blind Melon, I couldn't get it. I bought the album.
I only heard the one song.
I bought the album, and I'm like, I don't get it. I mean, I know they have a song, but past that song, I don't get it. I don't get the band. Where, like, I can listen to Spin Doctors. They're a little kooky and weird.
You're I could not.
This is a very interesting, unique band. They do not sound like anybody else. They might not exactly be my cup of tea, but I get why people like them.
Well, you have, like, Seattle, in my opinion. You had, like, the Seattle grunge thing.
Yeah.
But then you're right. There's that weird 90s
not
Toad
so
the
awesome.
Wet Sprocket, Spin Doctors.
Right.
They're
Jim Blossoms.
Yeah.
It was okay.
But I realized years ago. Okay. My opinion means nothing in music. It really doesn't. Because back in the day, we used to let A&R reps, right? They would find the band. They kind of work with this band. And they would solicit record labels as well as solicit radio stations to give them play. And I realize I have very strong opinions, but my opinion is always in the minority. Because some bands I would have never, ever signed. Like, if they played me their demo, I would have yelled at them to get out of my studio and waste my time with this crap. Poison. Well, they went on to sell millions upon millions of records, and I realized there's all the Smashing Pumpkins came to me. I'd be like, I'm not playing this crap. Are you kidding me? They went on to sell millions. So I go, you know what, man? Whatever it is I like, just assume other people don't.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The bands that I would have turned down, and not because I have anything against them, I just think they suck as a band. Mm-hmm. So if they'd sent me their debut, whatever. Like, I'm not signing this crap. I'd have been fired in like 2 years, and they're like, you realize all of our competitors signed every single band you turned down, and collectively they've sold 15 million albums.
If there was a band that was a rock band that was playing in the area of where I was working in Frederick and Hagerstown, I did this thing where I did the midday show. So I would do an acoustic lawn lunch show.
Yep, that was big for a while.
Okay, because we had a big yard and a big field out in front. So if a band was coming into town at noon, we would set up a table out there. I would go out there. There were stools and everything else. It was a free show. You came up, you do your thing, and then you play for an hour, and then you go and do your gig later on that night. Well, this week, the band was live. So Ed's father at that time was the lead singer's dad was the manager. So
I know the tour you're... I was going to say, I've done one of those once in my life. It was the acoustic things. It was WHFS in Baltimore, but it was live. And the reason I went, it was because the girl that I was with at the time, who was an absolute smoke show, really wanted to go. Okay. That's the exact same tour.
I had heard two songs. We played Lightning Crashes and one other song. And they were both fine. There's nothing wrong with the songs. But the dad is talking big game, man. And he's talking to me beforehand about, you know, some of the things they're going to do and where they're going to travel to and blah, blah, blah. And it all sounded very popular. He's like, I'm telling you right now. He said, this band, he said, is going to be bigger than U2. And I said, trust me, man, on a global perspective, I know enough about U2 to know that you're never going to be as popular as U2, whether you like U2 or not, as far as popularity goes. And I said, also, man, you're opening for the Smithereens tonight. You guys better kick some serious ass because they're going to kick you off the stage. Because the Smithereens don't F around when they get up on stage. I mean, they're straight ahead rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to the show, and sure enough, I mean, they did a good set.
Sure.
But then the Smithereens came out, man, and I mean, they just blew the house down. A band that no one even cares about, no one likes, no one.
Right. But you know, if you like them, you like them, and you're one of the 500 people at the venue.
I was like, this is a bad place to start out opening up for this band, man, because that's a tall order if you've seen them live. What do you wish you'd never seen, or what do you wish that no one had seen you do? 206-803-RUN.
I feel pretty confident if we play anything on the station, we'd have been working here 19, 20 years?
Yeah, 19 years.
Right. If you guys hate it, and everybody thinks it sounds too poppy, and I like it, it's going
to
be a hit.
It's going to be a smash. Ted, you'd be the guy I hire. Like, I'd have to beg the record label, look, before you fire me, I hired this assistant named Ted. Well, what is he going to do? If I really hate something and he says, I don't know, man, I kind of like it, then we're gonna sign this band.
It's shocking.
Because they're going to sell Telemann. And I don't know why, and I will not agree with him, and I will still hate the band, and I think they will suck, but we're here to make money. And if he says, I don't know, I kind of like it, they're going to sell millions of copies. That's it.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk when Imagine Dragons showed up on our station. I was like, I like these guys.
And what do you know?
look at the top selling artists in Seattle history, right?
All right.
I mean, if you look at it in perspective, who's number one?
Hendrick.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No.
Quincy
Kenny
Jones.
G. Kenny G.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny G's number one. Train from Issaquah. They're up there, too. They're in the top 5 or 10.
And listen, Train, if you're listening.
I love Train.
And
they're a great band.
They're awful.
They're awesome.
Live. I have heard.
They are awesome.
I saw them live, so I know you were lying.
No, they opened for Hall & Oates. But you
and
just
they
came in
were
late.
Awful. They were. It's not that they were. Let
I don't
me rephrase
think they're
this.
Awful. Come on now.
They weren't awful. And if they're listening, look, guys, as people, I've heard you're really, really cool. So it's not that you guys are awful on stage.
I like them.
Here's the thing. You're great on stage. My issue was you played Train songs. Like, if you had done a bunch of covers, I think, what? Sorry, man. I do not like them. And it doesn't matter. Because you know what they do? Have sex with lots of women and count their money. I'm just saying, I don't like them. I think they're god-awful. I really do. And they have the kind of name. I don't know anything about them, but I see the name Train. I figured, okay, probably a rock band, right? It's something big. It's heavy. It's a locomotive man smashed through a brick wall. Boy, I was disappointed when I heard that. I'm like, this is not. They should have been called Trolley.
Trolley?
You can't be called Train and start with this.
Oh, come on now.
Really?
How about the scooters?
The train's just getting started. Train doesn't go 60 miles an hour out of the gate.
This is a
slow,
scenic thing with old people, and you're like looking at the mountains, but you're not in a hurry to get anywhere.
See, I'm the opposite. I see me and Mike in his backyard, sunny day.
And that's where they made millions. Because you like it.
This is
that's
not bad
my
at
point.
All.
There's some deck lights
said,
on, man.
Get the hell out of my office.
This does not suck.
Office.
Bro, it sucks.
When it's twilight outside, the deck lights are on, the beer's flowing. We're getting laid tonight when this song
yes,
comes on.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I know that. Yes. I'm not saying there's not strategic value.
Put peaches on. See what happens. Nothing. I'm just saying.
If you get laid because you played Peaches, it means you paid her to have sex with you.
You can put on Death Cab for Cutie. You've got a good chance of getting laid. You put on Peaches, man, everyone leaving the party. He's playing Peaches. I'm out.
Mike, you're rocking back and forth like you're Stevie Wonder.
You're damn right.
Okay, back on track here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.